bit of a sneaky one, miss. A sneaky one. This is, it's Pharrell Williams' birthday around this time, and he's released a birthday album. It's called Black Yacht Rock. And it isn't yacht rock. It's very modern. So I suppose in a way what you could say is that Black Yacht Rock Volume 1, to give you the full title, is yacht rock seen through a prism of modern music, or modern chart music, or modern soul chart, and all that kind of stuff. I really like yacht rock, and I know a lot about it. And I bore for England about it. I would bore for other countries if they'd let me. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll come to me and say, "Could you be our bore champion for yacht rock?" I think I can tell you about the efficacy of Ambrosia Player. You know, and how the Doobies were very different without Michael McDonald, for instance. But this is not yacht rock. There's no boss gags in this at all. No, but it is. It has elements of that. So Richard Millet, he's a high class watchmaker, isn't he? I think has got that syrupy background. That is a feature of this album. You know, there's a chart falsetto. It is nice and lyrical. And unfortunately, what does tend to happen quite a lot on this album is the vocoder is out. I really hate the vocoder. I mean, I didn't mind it when Cher did it, but you know, do you believe in my paperwork? I didn't mind that, but I mean, it's such an overused thing, isn't it? So come on, Donna. That big bass and piano. He uses the piano or an electric piano actually, to foreground this music, and that really works for me. The bass is a real feature. The beat's not so much of a feature, but I really wish the vocoder was somewhere else. Because the thing about yacht rock is it has a very sweet lilting vocal, and that doesn't always happen here. Syrupy Pumper, Syrupy Pumper. A very easy on the ear feel for Just For Fun, because it is. And the smoothness is very important. So who needs rest? Very smooth. But you know, a big bass and dry beat, electric piano, it's lovely. That kind of stuff together is lovely. That thick syrup does really work, and that's quite yacht. That is quite yacht. Cheryl, which is the penultimate track, I think, has that bass pulse again. I'm fully on board with that. It's got the piano, I'm fully on board with that. Got a vocoder. I'm not really into that. It has an easy sweetness. Yes, I'll have some more of that. This is kind of neither one thing nor the other. It's neither modern chart. It's not yacht rock. It's not... It's okay. It's not going to break any pots. You're not going to have, "Cause I'm happy." Nothing like that. There's nothing like that on here. And I love yacht rock, so I feel a bit put out because it's not real yacht rock. And I thought, maybe let's have a go at yacht rock. That'd be brilliant. Overexcited, you see. But it's not like that. And that's a real shame. I don't think it really knows what it wants to be. And I think there's a sense that, well, I can slightly change the sound that I've generally got and appeal to all sorts of different genres. You can't, actually. Not on the evidence of this album, I don't think. Some good stuff on here, but really, it tends to meld into itself quite a lot, and we could do with a few more hooks, which you can hang off the side of a yacht and catch some fans. Not that he needs to anyway, because loads of people will love this. It's just that I like yacht rock. Yacht rock. If I could say it, I'd like it even more. I like yacht rock. And this simply isn't that. Ta-ta.